A Paradigm for the World. Most of this book will focus on behavior, not doctrine or history, although the primary focus of the book will be on the events of the Restoration, which are historical and which teach doctrines. President Boyd K. Packer has taught that true doctrine, understood, changes attitudes and behavior. The study of the doctrines of the gospel will improve behavior quicker than the study of behavior will improve behavior. Close quote. Why is this so? Because all of our behavior is based upon our understanding of life. Change that understanding and the behavior will change. For instance, to use an analogy, suppose you knew we were in the middle of a three-act play in the act called mortality, with the first act being premortal existence and the third act, life after death. If you knew your eternal progress was a product of your obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel, would this not shape your behavior in mortality, the second act? Of course it would. But if you thought that mortal life was the only act and that you were not accountable and that there was no afterlife, would that not shape your behavior? Science has a name for this. It's called paradigm shifting. A paradigm is the theoretical explanation or model of the way things are. For instance, bloodletting was a practice in the Middle Ages based on the paradigm that the bad stuff is in the blood and you need to get it out. When the germ theory was discovered, in other words, when the paradigm shifted through the discovery of germs, a new medical therapeutic model was adopted to reflect that understanding, that new paradigm.